This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 691. Don't say these four phrases because they make you sound rude in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA.
Today, we show you an example of a message that we received that sounded rude, but the student didn't know it. Are you using some of these rude-sounding phrases? Find out today.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Michelle, how you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I am good. Happy to be recording today. Having fun.
Yeah, me too. It's good to be back on the mic. We had a long period where you and I were both traveling and we didn't record for a while. And now I'm happy to be back to it. So that's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I love how the two of us, we have a very kind of cordial and polite relationship. We usually we're not too rude to each other. Do you agree?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
We try not to be rude.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when we're recording early in the morning, it's tricky, but we do our best.
Lindsay, I need my coffee. No.
I know, right? Right. But, you know, it's funny because when we talk about language, and I know our listeners are going to love this episode because this is something that a lot of people worry about. When we talk about learning a new language, sometimes we can be rude without even knowing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's kind of scary, right? You don't want, especially like if you're a completely nice person and you don't intend to sound that way. And you know, I mean, for people who teach English, it's one thing, you know, they realize that these are mistakes. But some people, you know, might think, oh, why is that person rude? And they might not understand that it's a language, you know, confusion.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And even if we are teachers, like we're still native speakers,
right?
And it can hit us in the wrong way,
right,
at the wrong time.
True.
Right. And that's why when I read this email, it felt rude to me and it sort of got me a little bit annoyed. And that's why we're going to share this and we're going to see if you guys can pick out what is rude about this email and how we could change it and make it better so that you guys don't make the same mistake. Okay. And before we go into it, I want to remind you, if you want to grab the transcripts, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. And you now have the option to subscribe directly to save 50%. If you go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe, you'll get them delivered every Monday to your inbox and you'll pay only 50% of the price that you would pay if you bought them every week. Okay.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
I know. Pretty cool. Well, Michelle, let's just dive into it. Why don't we read the email? Now, we've taken the name and the country of the student out to not offend anyone. And then we're going to ask you guys to think for a second about what's rude in this email, what might come off as rude.
Okay.
Okay. Michelle, would you do the honors?
Of course.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello. My name is blank from blank. And I would like you to know that my Facebook name is the name that you see in this message, blank. I got your trial course now at $1, so expect to be welcomed on the Facebook group, as I have heard in your video. Smiley face. Thanks.
Yes.
Smiley face.
Good, good. So just to give some context, the student contacted us on Facebook. In our IELTS course, we have a trial. And if you join the trial for 3 days, you're actually not eligible to get into the Facebook group. You do need to be in the full course. Okay. Just so for anyone who's confused about this student was confused about this, didn't understand that. But that's beside the point. That's just giving you a little context. Well, Guys, we want you to stop and think to yourself, what sounded rude? Like, what could be the rude part of this email?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just take a minute and think about it. So I mean, let's just go ahead and give it to our listeners. I mean, what felt rude to you in this email?
It's the saying I expect something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. It sounds very rude, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. It could definitely be taken in the wrong way. I mean, I think it depends on your tone of voice. And this person used a lot of exclamation points and smiley faces.
That's true.
I don't think that this person meant it in that way. I definitely think that it's a good teachable moment, though. And if you do say expect in that way, it definitely can sound like something like entitled.
Yes, entitled. Exactly.
That's the word I'm looking for.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. It's like entitled and you sound condescending, like you're talking down to the person. Now, I think this is just the verb that you learned in your classes. And it I'm not sure about in British English if it has the same connotation as being rude. I guess it probably does, but it may not be. This may be the brand of English that you learned in your country. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it may even be used in your country that way. But coming from our perspectives in the US, yeah, it does feel rude to us. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's condescending and it sounds entitled. I expect to have this. It's like you're giving orders to someone below you. Okay?
Right. Exactly. And we'll get into that. So, I mean, expect. I mean, what does expect mean? It's like, you know, you have a feeling something will happen, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better to use it that way. I mean, that's that's the way we tend to use the word expect, not to make this order to say that you want something, is to predict that something is going to happen, right? Yeah. Oh, if it's January in New York, you can expect some cold weather.
Right, exactly. So, but on the other hand, this was another example of a way that it could sound strict, like a teacher might say it, right? So, for example, I expect you will get all your homework done before the deadline. And that's teacher-student, right? So it's kind of what Lindsay was saying about it sounds like you're ordering someone, right?
Exactly. Or a parent to a child. Right. I expect you will clean your dishes before you go to bed or something.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, Lindsay, what do you think the student could have said to kind of make it not sound rude?
Yeah. So there's a lot of things going back to the, I just want to go back to the email real quick. It'd say something like, I hope to be welcomed, or that's quite indirect, but to be a little bit more direct, you could say, I'd like to be welcomed, but even that's a little bit direct. Would you mind welcoming me? I mean, I think we have other episodes that talk about how to make a polite request.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, and if she, like, I mean, I didn't know the exact situation here that this person wasn't going to be in the group, but if she, if for sure she was and she was confirmed, she could have said, like, or he, I am looking forward to being invited to the Facebook group, something like that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. There are a lot of other ways we could say it. And so then, Michelle, you prepared today's lesson. So what are we going to hone in today about this comment?
Yeah. Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about, you know, what are some other of these kinds of mistakes that you guys could be making, and you don't want to sound rude, but you don't realize you're making these mistakes because they're actually grammatically correct and there's nothing wrong with them, but they have a certain, I don't know, a certain feel to them when you say them, right? So I came up with a few of these phrases, and we're going to see, okay, what are they and what's a better way to say these things, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's like we're going to, you may have learned these as, that's the problem. When we learn English in other countries, like in our home country, it's like these phrases that have certain connotations might be used and we don't even know that there's the connotation for it.
Right. So what's the first one, Lindsay?
Okay, so you better. And I think we also sometimes say you'd better, like you had better. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the official way of saying it is, but on a conversational way, we say you better, without the apostrophe D.
Right. So somebody could say, like, you better call me later. It could sound like threatening or confrontational, like if you don't, something will happen, right?
Yeah. I remember my teacher saying this when I was growing up.
Really?
You better do your homework.
Right. I mean, if it's a friend, like if it's a close friend and I'm like, you better call me later, you know, like it could be in kind of a joking sound of way. All of it really depends on how you say it, right? And who you say it to. And that's, I mean, so much of what we talk about on this show. But these are some basic examples of things that, you know, you should be aware of if you say it in a certain way to a certain person, you know, that could be, it could rub them the wrong way, as we say.
Rub them the wrong way. I like that expression. Yeah. So then what would be an alternative if we want to stay away from you better because we're not quite sure? What could we say to make sure that we're being polite?
Yeah, you could just say, please call me later. You could say, you should call me later, or you should give me a call later, right?
Mm, very nice. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So just less a couple direct examples.
More sure to be polite and you guys won't get into a problem. And again, I think with this particular student, I'm sure that if the student had said this with their tone of voice, with these smiley faces that we're seeing, it probably wouldn't have felt as offensive as it did when I read it. But when I read it, I felt like, ooh, I expect, right?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Okay. So yeah, what's another one, Lindsay?
I need you to.
So, like, I need you to fill out this form when you're done. What do you think? Does that sound rude to you?
Yeah. Yeah, because this also has a connotation of being, what did you say before? Demanding or entitled condescending or entitled. Like, the person is inherently below you.
Yes.
Yeah, when you say that to someone.
Yeah.
Because you are giving orders. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. There are other ways that we could say it, even when we're a leader. I mean, this is important for people who are leaders in their workplace, guys.
If you have. Oh, sure.
Yeah. Like, you know, there are certain phrases that, you know, you could use as a leader, but you just might not have many people that like you who are under you. You know,
right,
you want to treat people in the right way.
Right. So what I mean, so we have, I need you to fill out this form when you are done. So what else could you say instead of that?
Yeah, if you could fill out this form when you're done, that would be great.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, this could be a whole longer conversation about, you know, how you want to sound. Do you want to sound, you know, like you have control, or do you want to sound more, oh, like, you know, please do this? I mean, it's all about how you want to sound. And but we just want to let you guys know how somebody might react if you say these phrases, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Okay. Yeah, I mean, this could, as you said, be a bigger conversation. But this is interesting. I mean, it's the subtleties of the language, and you guys are ready for this. Yeah. And again, if you are a leader, you need to connect with the people on your team, and using the wrong vocabulary words could hinder that.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And we got one more. And this is one that I'm sure you guys have heard. So what's that, Lindsay?
Yeah. You must be careful with your bag in Manhattan.
Yeah, or you must be more careful. Like, oh, I'm imagining somebody like has their bag open. Oh, I don't know. Maybe that someone is me. I always have my bag. So I'm imagining if somebody said like, oh, you must be more careful with your bag in Manhattan, right?
Yeah, yeah. It sounds quite formal, first of all, to me.
Formal, right. Mm-hmm. And a little like you're ordering someone around, right?
Yeah. So what should we say instead of that?
You could say, oh, you should be careful with your bag in Manhattan, right? I took out the more also because I felt like if you say more careful, it's like, I don't know. You're saying like, you are not doing this well, you know?
Yeah, I like that. You should be careful with your bag. Yeah, we want to be careful. Again, it really depends on the relationship between you and our listeners get that because your languages, I know Japanese and different Asian languages, and I'm sure all sorts of languages around the world pay a lot of attention to deference and more than English, pay a lot of attention to the relationship between the speakers. That's extremely important in different languages that you guys speak as native speakers. So you get this, right? It's not as simple as just the vocabulary words. We need to know who's talking.
Absolutely.
And what their positions are.
Absolutely.
It's quite subtle. Yeah.
Right, for sure. So, and these things could be interchangeable. So, I mean, you know, we'll give you a few examples here, but there are different ways to soften what you're saying, right? So we've given you a few examples, but you might be able to switch them up a little bit. But let's try out a role play. So in this role play, Lindsay, you're kind of bossing me around a little bit. Sorry.
Oh, okay. We should have switched that the other way.
Lindsay is not like this at all. No. At all. But it was just what I came up with, and I thought I made for a good one.
Maybe I just woke up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, exactly. Maybe you're on the top of you've just hiked the Inca Trail, and you're
my face is swollen. So
you're not quite yourself. Okay, all right, okay. Lindsay, go ahead.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Lindsay.
When you plan episodes, I expect you to use Times New Roman font.
Okay, sure.
Also, I need you to speak louder on the show.
Okay, I can do that.
And we need to read the reviews, so you better open the website.
Will do. Lindsay, you must let me know if you can plan next week or if I should do episodes.
Okay.
Okay, so how did that feel to you, that conversation?
A little unrealistic and uncomfortable. I mean, I would never talk to anyone that way.
Yeah.
You know, I would, no way.
No, it's terrible. And also, I think it's funny that you make me use Times New Roman font.
That's kind of anal. That's
I was just laughing about that to myself. I'm like, that would be funny.
Like, nobody sees our plans.
Lindsay would never do
here.
That.
No way.
So anyway, this is the opposite of Lindsay, guys. But it was pretty uncomfortable, right? I mean,
yeah.
If you tried it with a different tone of voice, I still think it would be there's really no way to fix this unless you change up your words. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is a good example of where tone of voice won't really solve the problem, right? Yeah. So we talk a lot about how tone of voice can change it, can make it softer, but in this case, it's really just the words that are the problem.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, you have to think about, you know, this goes over to like workplace stuff and who are you talking to? Is it a friend? Is it a colleague? Is it a teacher? You know, but I mean, still, are you giving feedback to someone? What's the conversation about? But you still want to try and avoid these things, right? Unless you want to sound, you know, kind of a little bit rude, right? Like we were saying. So
yeah.
You want to go back into it. So you said, I expect you to use Times New Roman.
Hmm. Yeah. So do we want to throw in some alternatives here that we had talked about earlier? Yeah. What about saying, would you mind, right? Would you mind using? And then I'm looking at what we actually taught our listeners to use instead. What did we teach them?
we didn't really do one for
We didn't do one for that.
For expect, we said, I'm looking forward to. So
That's right. So something like, oh, it would be great if you could.
Right.
It would be helpful if you could. There's a lot of things we could say, guys.
Right, exactly. And then you said, I need you to speak louder on the show, right?
Would you be able to speak louder on the show?
Right.
Would you please?
Right. Mm-hmm. Or we gave them the alternative. So you could say, oh, if you could speak louder on the show, that would be great.
Yeah, I like that too. Right. I use that a lot, I think, when we're talking within our team at All Ears English. Like, if you could do this, that would be great.
Yeah.
It feels comfortable. And it also depends on the person you're talking to. Like, some people respond differently to different levels of directness.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, mm-hmm. right. Exactly. It's different for everyone, guys. And you can mix and match different these things. But, you know, these are our ideas and our suggestions.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. And then do we want to replace this next one? So you better?
You better open the website.
You
better can be, I mean, we could get into that another day, but you better is a little bit different. I don't know.
Yeah.
But basically, I mean, what else could you have said?
I probably would have said, could you? Or, I mean, what we suggested to our listeners earlier was you should. Mm-hmm. But even that feels a little bit direct to me.
Yeah, you could just say, please open the website.
Yeah, please open the website. That's simple, you know?
Yeah. And then the last one is, you must. I said, Lindsay, it sounds like I got a little annoyed. So I said, okay, Lindsay, you must let me know if you can plan next week or if I should do episodes, right? So what could I have said instead of you must?
You should.
Right.
You say, would you mind? Would you be able to?
Right.
Could you?
Okay. Right.
There are a lot of things we could say.
Yeah. So I didn't want to overload with too many things, but yeah, we gave you some extras there. You know, would you mind, you know, would you be mm-hmm. able to different things? But yeah, as you can see, there are just different ways to soften what you're saying. And that can be very helpful.
Exactly. And I think the moral of the story today, guys, is just be aware of the connotation of the words that you're learning in English in your home country, especially if you're planning to come to the US or go to England, and then you want to know how those words hit the locals there, right? Maybe in your classes, your teacher either doesn't know that it has that connotation, or in your country, that word doesn't, in English, doesn't have that connotation, but you move to a new place, it might have a different connotation. Okay.
Yeah,
and always focus on connection. Come back to the connection, right? That's what we want to go for, especially if you're a leader trying to connect with your team. That's so important.
Yeah, absolutely. Really important. So, okay, good topic. And we just want to say to the person who wrote that, you know, it's totally okay you did that. We know that you didn't mean to be rude. And these are just some helpful phrases, and we appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for the example, and awesome. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening today, and we will be back very soon.
All right, bye.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.